I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it if I'm popular. Gretchen Wieners. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Not Worth Listening To. This week, we are talking about how to make true friends and how to create healthy relationships with those around you. And I'm really excited about it because I feel like I've kind of honed in the kinds of friendships and relationships and romantic relationships that I want with people. And even though I'm like only 21, I feel like I've kind of figured out how to remove toxic people from your life or family members or whatever the case may be, but I feel like I've been really good at it, and making sure that my mental health is in check and it's not like going south because of these people. But anywho, so before we go into that, I just wanted to quickly talk about the happy moment of the week. I'm really excited about the people that I've booked for the next like month for this podcast. And yeah, it's all my friends, which I'm really excited about because I feel like it's more personal when it's friends rather than big names or professionals, which I really do want to have on the podcast because I want it to be beneficial for both me and the listener listening to this, whoever it may be. But yeah, so I'm really excited about that. I'm currently filming, or I guess recording this, in my room right now, and it's like the afternoon, which is, I feel like, kind of rare that I'm actually, not that I'm not prepared, but I usually do it like the night of, so it's like the most recent of what's going on in my life rather than like a few days before, you know. I've also lit all my fall candles, which fall, I feel like, just doesn't feel right in Southern California, like listening to fall music, drinking like fall, I guess, inspired drinks, or like lighting fall smelling candles from Bath and Body Works, which I'm so excited about. I got pumpkin pecan waffles, the marshmallow fireside leaves, and like fall fresh morning. I got like the single wick ones, I mean minus fall, I got like the three wick ones or one, but I've been loving like lighting them while I do my homework. It's a lot more like cozy and zen in the thing. Oh, I've also, fun little fact, I've been lighting candles while I do my spin. I've been spinning at night, and then I light the candles, and it's all like dark in there, which it looks a little culty, but nonetheless I really like it because it's just like so much more intimate, even though it's like just myself, but it just seems like, I don't know, the vibes are a lot better. Anyway, I will move on from that little spiel and we can move on to the episode. You know, something that I'm really excited about for this November is snuggling, cooler weather, hot chocolate, cozy nights with movies, and obviously voting. Voting isn't just about going to the polls on election day anymore. Options like early voting, mail-in voting, ballot, drop boxes are now available to more voters, and also just growing in popularity due to the easiness of it all. And also during these COVID times, keeping everyone safe, it's a lot easier to do that way. How to Vote, a tool created by Democracy Works, breaks down the options your state offers for casting a ballot, empowering you to know when and where to vote. Democracy works best when we all vote, but misinformation and confusion about the election procedures have resulted in low voter turnout. How to Vote, a tool created by Democracy Works, takes the guesswork out of all the voting processes. How to Vote is an easy-to-use tool and helps folks from all over the country overcome many of the process barriers of voting. And Democracy Works is committed to you in voting no matter what. Their tool, How to Vote, does just that.
Here are some examples of what you can find on the How to Vote tool. For instance, it'll help you sign up for the election reminders, see how your ballot is going to be presented, get a step-by-step assistance in requesting a mail-in ballot, explore your options for returning your voted ballot, check your voter registration, make sure that you have the appropriate ID, find your polling site, many more tools like that to help you make sure that you are going to vote this election. Decide when and where you'll vote this year at howto.vote today. So I will get back right into the episode.
Okay, so whether it be a romantic or platonic or familial type of relationship, find people that you can trust and also pushes you to be a better person. I feel like for me, as long as I trust them, well, yeah, once I trust them, like, I will be ride or die. And I like having that, like, smaller group of people that I trust, just because I don't think it benefits anyone if I have a million friends and I'm trying to have deep connections with all of them. I feel like I just wouldn't go at the level that I would be with, like, some of my friends now. So you have the ability to surround yourself with whoever and whomever you choose, and I think that's really important to recognize, especially, like, when you're younger. I feel like you don't really have a choice of who you hang out with. I feel like it's usually the moms who try to get their daughters or sons together, and have play dates, whatever, and you kind of end up hanging out with, like, those people, like, from elementary or, like, middle school because your parents were friends, or you become friends with, like, those people in, like, the fourth grade, but then, like, something, like, happens right before, like, high school, and you realize, well, maybe that's not, like, the right people that I want to surround myself with. And I myself have gone through, like, different friend groups, especially in high school, but I definitely have, like, a stable friend group from high school, I'm really grateful for, like, those girls, because I know we all bring something different to the table, and we aren't, like, afraid to speak each other's mind, as I even talked to, like, Audrey about this on the podcast. She even said, like, oh, it's really interesting to see how, like, other people view things, and I think we do a really good job of, like, being respectful of each other's feelings, but also not being afraid to, like, vocalize our concerns, whatever the case may be. And it's just, like, such a freeing feeling to know that you're in that, like, trusted space, rather than being in a space where you're afraid to step on people's toes, or you don't want to hurt their feelings, or you feel like you can't just express normal emotions, or they're labeling you as something that you're not. Just because they are blood family doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be a part of theirs, or you a part, or them a part of yours. I think it's also really important to make sure that just because they're family doesn't necessarily mean that, like, you have to be family with them. I'm not in a situation where, like, that is the case, not yet, and hopefully not ever, but I think it says a lot more of, like, the people who show up for you, who don't, like, have to because they are related to you, rather because they want to and they care for you. And I think it's really important to recognize those people, one, because then you're like, okay, I have people that care about me, and two, it allows you to build trust and a connection and an overall sense of belonging within a community. And I think it's just important to have, like, as a human, to have, like, that sense of community. And there's been, like, I don't know if there's been trends, like, recently, but I think there's been trends, like, on YouTube where there's girls being like, well, I'm 21 and I've never had friends, I've never had like the sense of community. And I don't remember the girl who did it, but she was like really pretty, and I was like shocked that she said that she didn't have friends, and I was like, how, like, you seem like so bubbly and open and nice. And I think it's also important to go to like the communities or like groups that you find like attractive or you want to be a part of, whether it be a church group, a running club, soul cycling, or just like spinning, whatever. Or if you like to volunteering like at a shelter, whatever, find like those people, and I'm sure you'll have a lot of things in common with those people because you guys have similar interests. And I think that's probably the easiest way to make friends is to go to specific events that you know that you'll find someone with similar interests. But anywho, so also like this episode was just about going into like finding true friends and then also weeding out like the bad ones. I will also go into like red flags of friend groups that you should just be aware of, just in case you are in a not so healthy relationship or like friendship. But a lot of these I feel like you can apply to like any relationship, whether it be romantic, familial, or platonic. So anywho, I've made up a few points of how I, or not a few points, like a few points of how I wanted to break this down. So first, be selective. You don't need 100 friends. I'm telling you, you do not need 100 friends. And I'm sure like on Instagram where girls have like thousands of like followers, whatever, and you're just like, how, like, she must be like so popular, there must be like something wrong with me, why aren't like that many people following me when I have just a similar feed or whatever like the case may be. And I think with like this digital age, it just makes it so much more apparent of like a popularity contest among people of like followers. And I don't think anyone should be focusing on the numbers on like Instagram. You should be focusing on the connections that you make in real life, and forming deeper ones, and not worrying about, you know, the fact that Stacey has like 2,800 followers and you have like 354, which is a very specific number. But yeah, so anyway, I think it's a good kind of like rule of thumb for friends is to keep as many like really close friends, as many friends as you do fingers, so like 10, I think. I don't know, maybe that's like a small number, but I feel like that's a good like rough estimate, because like, and then you can have like acquaintances or just like friends for like certain occasions, or like going out friends or like studying friends or whatever the case may be. And I wish I knew what it's like to work in corporate America with like making friends and like going out for like happy hour, but like I haven't gone into that world yet, so all my experience is just from like college and high school. But I would imagine like as long as like you offer to like go with lunch with someone or like eat lunch with someone or like start going to happy hour, like I feel like that's how people make connections. And maybe you guys can like complain about like the work that you do, or like maybe the boss can has like some sort of like tick that you guys all just like are annoyed by, whatever the case may be, and finding like that common bond. But yeah, and also with friends and family, you should, or and also partners, you should also be like super selective. Have your standards really high for the people that you surround yourself with. And you, I think, isn't it like for your the average of like all your 5 friends, and it says a lot about who you hang out with, like who you surround yourself with, whenever you are out or like If there's a guy or a girl that's interested in you, it says a lot about who you are with, like, the people that you surround yourself with. So, anywho. And also, going back to when you're younger, I wouldn't, I mean, I have a lot of childhood friends, but, I mean, if you feel like you were, like, forced in a friendship when you were younger and you just don't feel like you were, or you are, super close now, like, you don't have to force it. What happens will happen. And I'm luckily I have, like, a few friends that are from my childhood that I'm, like, super close now, with. But yeah, anywho, number two, make sure they make you feel good and feel inspired. Meaning, do they inspire you to do more with your life or want to keep going? Do they suck the literal life out of you? Do you ever feel like it's a one-sided relationship? I feel like for my friend group, like in high school, my friend group, I guess, that I have now, so I guess my high school friends, which is weird to say because they're just like my friends, we don't need like that high school label with it, but when I was like friends with them in high school, I would feel really, and I guess still now, but I would feel really motivated to get better grades, and kind of like there was like a healthy competition. It was a 100% in my head, this healthy competition, but I wanted to be just equally as like smart and well-rounded as they were, so I was making sure that I was doing my part and bringing something to the table with like friendship wise where I feel like, I mean, I don't know, this is 100% projecting and I could be wrong, but I feel like I'm a good like listening ear and I can help solve problems, like if you need some help in something, yeah, I will be there to solve that problem, or if you need like a listening ear, I feel like I could do either way. And I also think that's my next point. I think it's really good that they make you happy. That doesn't mean that you are finding happiness within others, you're finding happiness within yourself, but they just add to your happiness, as also a romantic partner should. They shouldn't completely, they should enhance you. Fun facts. But yeah, so I think that it's important that they inspire you to do better and be better. Also, they should make you like a better person. So they help you, whether it's like saying good job on your educational adventures, whether it be like a test, quiz, presentation, exam, like they cheer you on, they help you explore ideas. It could be something that you guys both like have different views on, and they shape your, I guess, viewpoint a little, or not, maybe not shape, but like round out your viewpoint a little bit more and seeing different sides of the equation. They also help you like question your beliefs a little bit, maybe trying to see like why you believe the things that you do. And also I think it's really good to get into like deep thought-provoking questions, and being able to like explore those ideas of like why you're thinking the things that you do, whatever the case may be.
Overwhelmed whenever I look at presidential candidates because I want to know as much information as possible to vote the most accurately as possible. And even though this is a presidential election, there will be more candidates on the ballot than just the president, thank God. But go to Ballot Ready for a non-participant guide to your entire ballot. From there, you can compare candidates based on stances, issues, endorsements, and then save your choices to when you actually do vote, either by mail or in the voting booth. You can even request an absentee ballot or make a plan to vote early or on election day. This election matters. Make sure you have a plan to vote and vote informed. This year, with changes to the polling places and voting by mail laws as a result of COVID, it's more important than ever to be voting or planning to vote. Local elected officials affect our daily lives, whether they decide who to prosecute, monitor the quality of our drinking water, and choose the leadership of our schools. 30% of voters take the time to vote and then leave some part of their ballot blank. This is a missed opportunity to choose the leaders of our communities. And it's okay if you're unfamiliar with more of the local positions. We recommend hosting a ballot party. Get friends over via Zoom. Split up the research and go through the ballots together. Go to ballotready.org and enter your address to make sure you are able to vote and be informed.
Hey guys, I just wanted to jump on here and thank today's sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is the easiest way possible to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation of tools that allow you to record your podcast right from your own phone and also edit it either on your phone or computer, depending on what you prefer as your medium. Anchor will then distribute your podcast for you so that it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can then make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything that you need in a podcast in one place. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. All right, let's get back into the podcast. Especially makes you a better person with like the educational. It made me think of when my friend Farah, who took the MCAT, I would text her like a few days before, like, good luck, you're killing it, keep on going, you've got this. And then like once it came to the actual MCAT day or test day, which is crazy that they have to wake up at 6 a.m. I am shocked, still shocked. But yeah, I would text her, good job, you've got this, you know it, I'm so proud of you, stay strong. But yeah, it's just like, as like having like that additional like cheerleader to kind of like push you through the day. And I think it's just a nice little text to have, and no one can really get mad at you because you have good intentions of doing so. Okay, so next point, you have to have respect. Again, respect each other. There shouldn't be any bad ill in this relationship at all. There needs to be a level of respect there. Without it, I feel like there would just be like a weird like power dynamic where people will try to dominate each other, and it might make like a weird like competition thing, which I feel like doesn't. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm not like fully an adult woman like in my 30s where I still see like girls being like catty, but I feel like it's mostly in high school and maybe college a little bit too, where like girls without like that level of respect, girls kind of like get catty and weird, which I don't understand why, because we should be supporting each other. We shouldn't be we shouldn't go against each other. We're like on the same team. But yeah, anyway, moving on. Trust. I think it's really important to trust someone, and it might be really hard to at first. I know like I'm initially just not really trust worthy of people, or like I can't trust people easily. It just takes me time, just from instances that I've had in the past where I felt like my trust was broken, with a friend. Well, I guess now an ex-friend of mine. But yeah, so I mean, I feel like I think there's a difference of like building trust and just not trusting someone in general. If you just have this feeling where you just don't trust them, I think you should go with like that gut feeling. And it also, if they're giving you reasons not to trust them, not just like, oh, I just don't trust them, you have to like give them time and the benefit of the doubt. But if they're just doing things that aren't, like, trustworthy, maybe you should get that off. But in the case that you do want to be friends with them and you just want to build on that trust, I think it's really important to, like, maybe have, like, those friend dates where you're going out to coffee and you're just, like, chit-chatting or, like, going out to dinner. And it just, like, be friendly. Like, say hi to people. I think that's really important because then it makes you seem more approachable, even though you might be, like, a little scared inside. But, yeah, I think it's just really important to do so. And I think it's always kind of fun to have, like, those drunken nights out and then you kind of, like, build that trust from there. Like, for me, I know I was friends with this one girl in my class and then she invited me to her birthday party, and then it kind of just expanded, like, the friendship overall. And yeah, it's just, like, a really fun way to kind of get to know people. I feel like that's just, like, the easiest way in college is to go to parties, but I'm assuming, like, in the, I hate the word real world because, like, what's, like, considered real, but, like, in the professional setting, but that, oh my god, now I feel like I'm just like, well, what is even professional meaning? In the corporate America kind of world where it's more goal, or not goal oriented, well, I guess so, but, like, work oriented, I think also, like, having those like happy hour times after work, like, at the end of the week is just really nice to, like, loosen it up and have, like, the group of people to, like, really get to know each other's to know each other and their lives and, like, that kind of stuff. And then also by doing that, I feel like it brings the work, the workers closer together and hopefully, like, form more trust, and then they can have better conversations at the workplace because they're more open and all that kind of stuff. But anywho, so choose the people that support you and you support them. Again, it's always great to have a cheerleader on your side ready to cheer you on with whatever you have going for you, whether it's just like, you know what, today you're gonna kill it, and it could just be a random Wednesday that you kind of know what your daily drudgery might be, but it's always nice to have, like, those little texts, and you also do the same thing. Like, I know one of my friends, she was having a really bad day, so I, like, sent her, like, $5, and I was like, get yourself a coffee, you deserve it, and I don't know, I like doing that, just, like, send in little things here and there because I feel like it just makes the world a little bit happier, and there won't be as much negativity. I think there needs to be an equal amount of energy, like, energy towards the relationship, friendship, familial bond. Like, who is giving more energy, they're, like, whoever is, whoever you're going more, like, what, I can't explain this, so, like, if you guys have, like, apartments, right, whoever's going to that apartment more, doesn't have, like, the energy and the friendship. I feel like there needs to be equal energy of, like, support. If you feel like there's, like, a leader in the friendship, then obviously, like, there's an unequal balance. And also ask yourself why you feel like there's an unequal sense of balance, and maybe it's because of a lack of respect, or a lack of trustworthiness, whatever the case may be. And if they don't seem like they don't want to hang out with you, then why are you putting as much energy as you are in someone who's not putting as much energy as you? So I feel like if you don't have a friend group in college and you just haven't found your group, don't worry, sis. Like, you've, like, I don't think you need to, like, find your friend group in college. I feel like it took me a while to find one. I feel like freshman year is kind of, like, crazy, because, like, everyone's just, I guess, like, trying to find, like, a friend group, and by sophomore year, it kind of, like, settles down. I feel like I fully found my friend group, like, spring of sophomore year. I've just, like, developed it more, and I'm really lucky to have found one. But I mean, if you have not found one, I'm sure you will find one in many other facets of, like, your interest, whether it be going to church, other, like, activities, like bowling, if you're into bowling and you find, like, a group. So I mean, there's just a bunch of different ways to find friends. So also, I think it might be a really good chance to be introspective and see that you are the common denominator, and see, like, how you present yourself towards others. Like, if you seem more closed off, like, with your body language or, like, your face, your, like, facial emotions, like, see, like, from the other side how you might come off as, and maybe work around that to be more open and friendly. But yeah, so let's move on to the red flags. Okay, so I feel like there's a bunch of red flags that, like, I don't know if, like, maybe if it's just, like, a female thing, or it's, like, everyone thing, but I feel like girls tend to be a lot more catty, and get you, like, right at the emotion, rather than, I feel like guys are, like, more physical and, like, fight it out, and then they're, I guess, good. I have no idea, I'm not a guy, but yeah. So I feel like a first red flag is, like, calling you out of character after knowing you for, like, a certain amount of time, like a year, if they think that you're acting one way, and it, like, throws you off, and you're like, wait, what? I thought that you saw me as this rather than whatever, like, negative, out of character term that they use. They're very dismissive or gaslighting, gaslighting being like, oh, you're only overreacting because of this, or you're just, like, overreacting, just like very dismissive of your feelings and not taking into account, and kind of, like, making it about them, very subtly, and always asking you for, like, favors, whether it be, like, asking you to give them a ride from here to there, versus, like, taking an Uber. Obviously, during COVID times, it's a little bit different, but this all applies to no matter what, like, who is always asking for more favors. I feel like that's also going back to, like, the dynamics of the friendship, like, if there's, like, that level of respect and trust and all that kind of stuff, and you always feel anxious, whether it be in, like, the presence of them, or, like, a text of, like, oh, what's gonna happen now, what did I do wrong, if there's, like, constant gossip about people, whether it be through text or just, like, talking face to face or, like, on a phone call, usually if they are gossiping about other people, they're probably talking about you, and I don't know, I just don't, like, I don't find, I guess, like, the pleasure in gossiping. Maybe I did more in high school than I do now, but I don't know, I'm just, like, more focused on, like, myself. And there was an episode on Color Daddy where Kimmy Schimmel, I think her last name is, she was on it. She does the Bitch Bible, and she was like, yeah, I mostly just, like, talk about myself, and we don't even, like, or we, meaning her and her friend, don't even, like, think about, like, other people, because we're just so focused on ourselves, which I think most people should, obviously, not, like, in a narcissistic way, but most people should be, like, focusing on themselves rather than other people, because focusing on other people won't help them at all, becoming a better person. It's them who needs to do the changes. But okay, so reaching out to your friend group or specific friend, they are always like saying that they're busy, or you then become like a last resort option, being like, oh, we're all going out, you should come. Well, it depends on like the situation, but reaching out like way later or way too late for like you to even like come out, I think it's just important to have like a big group text with like the friend group. That's what we have, to like invite everyone in, so like no one feels like left out. And going back to, I guess, the weird like power dynamic, there might be like this weird competition feeling thing. Like, if, I mean, it could definitely be like in someone's head that there's a competition thing, but like if someone feels like they have to have like the same boyfriend, or not the same boyfriend, the same time of being in a relationship as you are, or like somehow they are lining up like with what you want to do with your life, like to T, but just like maybe trying to be a little bit better about it. And I think, like, I don't know, maybe I'm just not, hopefully I'm not in, well, I know that I'm not in a friendship or any friendship that is like that, where like there needs to be a competition. But I haven't met anyone in yet where like they feel the need to be in competition with me. Hopefully not. But yeah, so they also just never say sorry for what they do. Again, they might be dismissive of your feelings by like not saying sorry. And then you never feel like you can ever like speak your mind, which I think is really important to do, so you guys can have like conversations about a multitude of different things, and to then like deeper connect with that person. They always cancel last minute, and then they're never happy for your winnings, which I think is like really important. Like, if they're not happy for you, like, why are you in that friendship or relationship? I don't know, I feel like it's just like really obvious, like why would you want someone in your life who clearly just does not care? So, and then it then becomes a one-on-one versus like a group. So like a group of friends, like there could just be like people that like kind of like section off into like their own like little mini group, which I've definitely like been a part of in the past. And then I realized that even though I was part of like this like other group, I just knew like I wasn't meant to be just like in just that friend group. Plus I'm also more of a social butterfly, and I wanted to explore more with other people. But I just think it's really important to see those red flags. That's as much as like I came up with, because I've only been in certain a few situations where like it was a bad friendship, or just like not healthy for the both of us. But yeah, so that's basically, I guess, about it. This episode was a little bit shorter this week, and I'm really excited about next week's guest. That's all I'm gonna say, because it'll be really, really fun. And yeah, I hope you guys have a good rest of your week, and I hope you take on this week with as much force as possible. You got this. You're killing it. I'm so proud of you. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and that will be all. So if you want to continue this train and see what I am up to on a more daily level, because like this podcast is weekly, but yeah, be sure to follow me on Instagram at nwltpod on Instagram. And then also, if you want to follow my personal Instagram, it's @ Zoe Jackman. ZoeJacobin, and that's the same for my Twitter. I don't really tweet, if not ever, but I do retweet and favorite a lot. You will quickly realize my political stance on Twitter, so if you love that, great. I hope you have a fun little joyride. But yeah, so if you have any emails or like questions that you want to send me, my podcast email is nwltpod@gmail.com, so be sure to send one over there. But yeah, I think that is all for this week. I hope you guys find some great friends while you're at it, because I know everyone deserves a really good friend, even if it's just one. I think it's one is better than none. That's a true friend, not just like a fake superficial friend. You get what I'm saying. Anyway, gotta jump off now. Talk to you guys soon. All right, bye.